It is so exciting looking for a new home, but it absolutely is overwhelming and daunting if you do not have the right resources. Homes.com is home shopping the way it should be. It's more than just a website. Homes.com is your personal guide to finding the perfect home. Get to know a neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. With Homes.com's comprehensive neighborhood details, you'll get in-depth guides, detailed videos, and unbiased insights from a variety of sources. Parents and parents-to-be will love Homes.com's detailed school information. From test scores to student-to-teacher ratios, you'll have the info you need to find the right schools for your kids. Having the right agent can make or break your home search. Homes.com's agent directory and profiles offer a detailed look at each agent's experience so you can find your perfect match. And Homes.com's features a listing agent on each listing so you can easily connect with them without having to scramble to find contact info. Go to Homes.com to learn more. We've done your homework. Robert Half research indicates that 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. A chair is a difficult object. A skyscraper is almost easier. Those are the words of Mies van der Rohe, one of many architects who have also designed chairs. Eames, Geary, Adeed, Libeskind, Corbusier, Breuer. If they've designed a big building, chances are they've designed a thing on which to sit.
And this makes sense that chairs would be signature design pieces for architects, because chairs are almost like teeny tiny buildings for one person.
Producer Avery Truffleman.
And of course, it's not just architects. Designers of all stripes have this love affair with chairs.
Well, I think every designer really would love to design a chair. I mean, there's so many interesting things about chairs.
This is designer Bruce Hanna.
I'm a teacher at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York, and designed things for Knoll for years.
Including plenty of chairs for the office, for the home, everything.
Chairs exist. They kind of are like placeholders for human beings. You know, you go into a restaurant that's empty and there's all these little placeholders, you know. Yet when the people sit in the chair, it disappears. The person replaces the chair.
And so there's this distinct challenge for chair designers to make this thing look fantastic when empty and remain comfortably invisible when in use.
And Hannah's pursuit of seating innovation actually led to something else. When he was experimenting with foam cushioning, Hannah accidentally invented the Nerf ball.
Well, actually, it's called the foam football.
Still, really cool.
It did come out of designing the chair. I mean, we're much more interested in the chair.
Yes, those designers sure do love chairs. Love them. They keep turning out new ones all the time. Which brings me to one of my favorite headlines from The Onion. Quote, report confirms no need to make new chairs for the time being. Because, yeah, there are already a lot.
I think you could say that about anything. Well, we have enough cars. Let's stop making cars.
Personally, I wouldn't be against that. But new chairs are always coming out, Hannah says, to fit our ever-changing needs. Because chairs determine how we use a space. Hannah brought up this great example of seating in cafes. Cafes used to be places for talking, and now they're places for working. So people are sitting and interacting differently.
And so the furniture evolves along with the space and the activities.
Throughout our lives, we have been told to sit down. In school, in the office, in the polite company of a dinner party, in a car or a plane or a bus or a movie theater, sitting is the default. We spend a lot of time in chairs.
But I'm sure you heard all the talk lately about how unhealthy chairs are, especially if you listen to public radio, which I bet you do, you beautiful nerd.
First, we'll talk about chronic sitting.
Are you sitting down? Well, you might want to stand up. It turns out that sitting down can be bad for your health.
And those who were sitting more were substantially more likely to die.
Jeez.
I think I found like 5 articles with the headline, "Sitting is the new smoking."
The absolute number of hours that you sit is directly correlated with mortality from all causes, cancer, heart attack, and stroke. And it doesn't matter how many hours you spend in the gym as compensation.
This is Professor Galen Krantz.
You come in and the secretary says, have a seat. She doesn't know she's wishing you death. You know, it's a death wish.
This research, along with those scary headlines, has led to a new market for medicine ball chairs, adjustable chairs, standing desks, treadmill desks. The chair backlash is upon us. And Berkeley architecture professor Galen Kranz totally nailed it, way before anyone else.
Yes, yes. It is nice to that people are, you know, saying that I was prescient, and I wasn't prescient. Everybody else was just behind.
In 1998, Kranz published a book called The Chair: Rethinking Culture, Body, and Design.
And the argument of the chair is that we should stop sitting in chairs. At least we should stop sitting in them for so long.
Up to 3 hours doesn't seem to have much consequence.
But Professor Kranz takes innovative chair sitting to another level.
I try to eliminate all conventional chairs in my own life.
Which presented a challenge when I went to go interview her.
I wonder, let's see, how shall we sit?
Professor Kranz's house was full of floor cushions, tatami mats, and lots of unconventional hybrid chairs, like a medicine ball on an office chair chassis, and one that looked like a sleek, pared-down horse saddle.
And when she's not in her home seating oasis and out in public, Professor Kranz does a lot of standing. And instead of sitting when she gets tired, she opts to kneel or squat or lie down.
I laid down in a bank and somebody came up and asked me if I was having a heart attack, which was kind of them. You know, I understand. But I said, no, I'm fine. I'm just resting because the line is so long.
You've got to be gutsy to actually avoid the chairs everywhere. So how did the rest of us get suckered into the seated position?
Well, it all started when we got off the farm.
In the 20th century, we moved from being an agricultural economy where most people worked on farms. And then we moved into a manufacturing economy where a lot of people worked in factories. And some sat, some stood to work the machines along the conveyor belts.
Not to over-romanticize life on the farm. They were still doing back-breaking work. They just probably had better posture and less carpal tunnel syndrome.
And then we moved into a service economy. And that seems to be where the chair really took off and became the dominant apparatus for our lives.
And then when we settled into the service economy, sitting became the way to type and file and fill out paperwork.
You could do that standing, but for reasons I don't fully understand, we did it sitting.
And so office chairs become the chairs, the chairs that people spend most of their day in. And until very recent history, they were not made to fit your body. They were made to fit your job.
So you had a managerial one, you had a middle managerial one, you had a secretarial one, you had a task chair.
Bruce Hanna had to design a few of these kinds of office chairs.
This status-oriented chair design meant that in some cases,
you had the 120-pound executive sitting in a gigantic chair because it really was about his presence when he wasn't there, or her presence when he wasn't there. And then you had the 160-pound assistant secretary sitting in this tiny little chair.
For the most part, status trumped ergonomics.
And then along comes 1992, the Aeron chair, where it's the same chair, it just comes in three sizes. It's a T-shirt, a small one, a medium one, and a big one. But everybody gets all of the adjustments. They get arms. They get everything they need to work because everyone is working equally hard in the office.
The Herman Miller Aeron chair. You've seen an Aeron chair. It's got this mesh-looking back.
And you've probably heard it mentioned on public radio, you beautiful nerd.
Support for NPR comes from Sit for Life and Herman Miller, featuring the Aeron chair, including the true black color.
They are usually black, or true black.
There's one of them everywhere. I was surprised when I walked into the studio today. You don't have a couple here, you know, because they're everywhere. They're ubiquitous. They're the ubiquitous chair.
And the Aeron chair brought on this age of ergonomic office chairs that look like little robots. They display their technology as a selling point, and they show off their swivels and their adjustments and their ergonomic technology. The Aeron chair defined what an office chair ought to look like.
Right now, I think it's what society says, that will make me comfortable, that piece of machinery.
And no one guessed that these expensive pieces of machinery would sell like hotcakes.
No one except Galen Kranz.
When my book first came out, people said, well, you know, nobody's going to pay for an ordinary clerk to have an adjustable chair with all the bells and whistles. Oh, that's way too expensive. That'll never happen. Well, then there was repetitive strain injury and a whole lot of lawsuits and insurance companies suddenly thought it was a lot cheaper to buy those fancy adjustable chairs than to pay for medical bills.
Kranz is a fan of what she calls body-conscious design and considers any chair that takes the human figure into account is a vast improvement over, say, a beanbag chair.
But Kranz argues that some of those bells and whistles on office chairs actually don't help that much, specifically those ergonomic chair backs. Because in all likelihood, you are probably sitting in this chair while working at a desk. And the desk, it turns out, is the chair's devious accomplice.
The true villain is the table. Flat surfaces force you to lean over, so you never really take advantage of the chair back.
The chair, in particular, asks us to sit at this right angle position, but most of our work is forward-oriented. Clerical work, reading, writing checks, and eating even. Oh, drinking tea and coffee, and everything's forward.
So you bend forward, or more likely, slump. Even if you have excellent posture, it's hard to avoid leaning over your keyboard, or your dinner, or your book.
So the head gets seduced into coming forward, and then the spine turns into a big C shape.
And Galen Kranz says that when you curve your spine into the C shape, it's bad for the spine, of course, but it also compresses your organs, which is really bad, especially for hours on end throughout the day in an office chair. And because of this horrible chair-desk dynamic, chair designers can't solve much by adding ergonomic elements to the chair backs.
Actually, Professor Kranz thinks we should do away with back support entirely.
I think back support is a big mistake, and that's it's weakened our backs. If you support something, you usually weaken it.
So if you're in a situation where you must sit in a chair, Kranz says it's best to ignore the chair back and sit yourself right at the edge of your seat.
Right out to the edge. That way you don't get seduced to using the chair back. You have your own torso strength to keep you upright. With this strategy of getting your sit bones out to the edge of the chair, you're turning it into a stool.
Stools, Kranz says, are a good alternative to chairs because they don't have back support and they get your body out of the C shape. It positions the body halfway between sitting and standing.
And if you take that body position and lean it backwards,
what do you get? A lounge chair. And that's how I'm positioned right now.
Yeah, Galen Kranz was reclining in a lounge chair for this interview.
I'll be in the lounge and I'll have you in the rocking chair facing me.
And she put me in a rocking chair because unlike a normal chair, it allows for more fluidity and movement. And this all sounds great and healthy and fun. But in practice, I was sitting all the way forward, rocking right to the very front, stretching my microphone out to Kranz, who was lying back in her lounge chair. And it hurt. I just wanted two chairs and a flat desk to rest my arm on. But I don't know, maybe I just wasn't used to this alternative world yet. Maybe I need to get acclimated, I don't know. I mean, Professor Kranz looked pretty comfortable in her lounge chair.
Before people got so into standing desks and treadmill desks, Professor Kranz was sure that lounge chairs and lounge chair desks would replace chair sitting. Of all the solutions to the seating problem, the lounge chair is the solution that requires the least physical effort while still supporting the human body in a healthy way.
But it's not like there's one single piece of furniture that will correct all the problems of chair sitting.
No, lounge chair is not the answer. There's no the answer. What we need is variety. The best posture is the next posture.
Bruce Hanna agrees.
The more variation in your day, the better off.
But he's not chair avoidant.
Sitting is the new smoking? Really? We should be up and running every day. Run. Does that mean that all restaurants will be running in place at restaurants? There'll be treadmills, right? Will there nothing be sacred? I like to sit. I want to sit down.
An ideal space to live or to work could be full of unconventional mismatched chairs for you to try out and cycle through, like in Galen Kranz's dining room.
People say, oh, wow, you have a lot of chairs. And I say, oh, yeah, it's a chair museum. And I say, oh, be sure to try them all. And people do. They say, well, I've sat in that one. Can I go try that one halfway through the dinner, you know? The middle class thing is you want everything to match. And it's fun that these don't match. Everybody loves it, trying out all the different attitudes towards seating reform.
But the solution isn't just a, like, only in Berkeley kind of thing.
So maybe in this one case, this one exception, The Onion is wrong. We don't need fewer things to sit on. It turns out, We need more. And all different kinds. Stools, perches, lounge chairs, and hell, throw in some desk redesigns while you're at it. Ones that rise up to meet us like drafting tables. Design more. Much, much more. Bring me more chairs! All the chairs.
Sit and listen while the record goes round. Sit and listen while the record goes round. Sit and listen while the record goes round.
I can make you the most famous boy in this nation.
Well, that's the end of my story. But before I leave,
99% Invisible was produced this week by
Avery Truffleman,
Sam Greenspan,
Katie Mingle,
Roman Mars.
We are a project of 91.7 local public radio KALW in San Francisco and produced out of the offices of ArcSign in beautiful downtown Oakland, California.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice. Plus, visit your in-laws. Plus, venture into the wilderness. Plus, wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch, because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. Perfect for ordering new remote batteries. Plus, more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. Plus, snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs make furniture shopping simple. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. I have Article beds, coffee tables, sideboards, an Article dining set. I was just perusing the site because we're doing up the outside and need some patio furniture. We haven't decided what item yet, so check it out. Tell me what I should buy. I'm sure whatever you pick out for me will be great. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. They're having their Memorial Day sale from May 13th to May 27th, which would be the perfect time to use your store credit on top of sale prices. To claim, visit article.com/99 and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. Just start with a prompt, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds. Or start with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and wow your audience. There's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. So nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be surprising. Surprising is for podcasts about seemingly insignificant inventions that impact our lives, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
You can find this show and like the show on Facebook. All of us are on Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify. But to find out more about this story, including cool pictures and links, and listen to all the episodes of 99% Invisible, you must go to 99pi.org.
Radiotopia from PRX.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. Big stressors, small stressors, medium stressors, all kinds of stressors. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/invisible today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/invisible. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. If you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. So say you are a podcaster. Squarespace has all the tools you need to create and sell your own online course in podcasting. Start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace Courses, you can create engaging content your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/invisible.